this project began accidentally, really. I realized that most people don't know anything about the food they eat.
Meet Douglas Gayton, a Petaluma writer and photographer, and the man behind the lexicon of sustainability.
Our food system is no longer transparent. Consumers don't know the first thing about what it is that they're buying in many cases. If we really want to have a healthier food system, we should probably know what it is we're eating. And to do that, we probably need to know what questions to ask. What are the terms? What are the ideas and the principles that really define a sustainable food system?
The word sustainability itself is a case in point.
We farmed pretty much the same way for 10,000 years. And suddenly, industrial agriculture, agriculture that depends upon pesticides and fertilizers, was known as being conventional. And what had predated it for 10,000 years was suddenly unconventional. It's why words are so important, why we have to understand who controls the language and why. It's why the term sustainable is almost completely without value, because it's been hijacked and turned into something else.
Conventional or not, that rise of industrial agriculture following World War II has cut the cost of food for American consumers dramatically.
Our food is the cheapest in the whole world. You know, there was a time less than 100 years ago that people spent 35% of their income on food. Now it's around 10%.
But Gayton observes those low prices come at a high but hidden cost.
When you take the cost of something, let's say cheap corn in Iowa, you're not taking into account that there are federal subsidies, which are your tax dollars, that pay for the cheapness of that corn. And also there's a practice that's used to grow that corn that leads to tremendous nutrient and fertilizer runoff into waterways, which destroys rivers and actually creates dead zones and oceans. There are tremendous environmental impacts that are all because of the fact that we have cheap food.
So when cheap food is destructive, conventional agriculture relies on modern machines and chemicals, and global warming has become a political football, it becomes crucial to parse the rhetoric and offer common ground for meaningful communication with an eye on the future.
The greatest contributors to climate change are in food and farming, are in water, are in energy. So very methodically, we are building this lexicon, starting with food and farming, then moving on to water, and then energy, so that collectively we can have an entire lexicon of interconnected ideas and solutions that will really hopefully give us a path that will lead us away from the climate challenges that we face towards solutions.
Gayton offers some steps on that path in a newly published multimedia book that blends journalism, photography, information-rich graphics, and embedded interactive and multimedia content accessible through the reader's mobile device. It's called Local: The New Face of Food and Farming in America, and it explains and embodies that essential food-related lexicon. But the title, he says, is where all actions should begin.
If you're going to do one thing this week, buy something that was grown locally. Buy something from someone that you actually meet. If you do that for one thing that you buy this week, you will have begun a process of strengthening your local food system.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.